Rolling through a Tuesday show. It is never too early to talk about something that is Texas OU related, especially when it involves the Longhorns taking down the Sooners in some softball. The Red River Celebrity Softball Game presented by Sewell comes up Thursday, October 4th. Gates open at 5 o'clock up in Frisco at Dr. Pepper Ballpark. If you want tickets, you go to rrcsg.org. Like I told you earlier, put in the promo code TEXEX, T-X-E-X, for a donation back to the Texas X's Scholarship Fund. And we are now pleased to be joined on the Vaqueros Hotline by the leader of the Texas team, the one and only Roger Clemens. Rocket, how are you?
Yeah, and I love that conviction. I love the conviction in your voice how we're going to take them down.
Well, we're talking.
Rocket, you still got it.
Hey, Roger, we're not only talking Texas OU here. When I heard that Toby Keith was running the Oklahoma side of things, I thought, well, this is going to be an automatic, right? We've got to take him down.
Listen, there's one week a year where he and I, we're buddies, and we don't talk, and it's that week that you're talking about. We're going to have a blink-off, but, you know, I thought I was pretty competitive. I got to tell you, Toby Keith's competitive big time, and he's got a cast of characters coming, and I've got it. I think my shortstop's going to be Vince Young, so we're looking pretty good right there, and I think Ricky's going to make an appearance. Quan Cosby. I mean, we got a Kieschnick. We got Swindell. We're gonna come at him pretty good, pretty hard. I'm hoping that Coach Mack's going to be there to coach third if ESPN doesn't put him to work. And we had one last year. Casey Stoddard. We were losing by the third inning, and Casey Stoddard huddled us up and chewed us all out, and that's how we ended up coming back to win last year. So I'm hoping everybody that's coming up for the game on Saturday and bust into town on Thursday night, come out, and we've got all kinds of fun stuff in between innings, and it should be a good time.
Casey, you drink all your beer. We know that. I mean,
I told him it's not allowed in the dugout, but he wasn't having it.
Oh, Lord. Roger, you got some speed. How do you build this lineup? I mean, you got some guys that also played minor league ball.
Yeah, we'll make sure that anybody blows out that we've got plenty of guys to come in and run that ball down for them. So we're gonna have some military guys there for it's Toby's charity, my charity,
nice.
And we're gonna help out some of the military guys. So we're gonna have fun doing it. And I'll tell you what, I was fired up. As you guys know, I was at the USC game, and man, that was so much fun. Those coaches must have made a nice adjustment at halftime that we threw a little shutout at them. And this week will be a big week for our new AD. You know, there, Chris, is Del Conte in TCU. So he's probably on pins and needles, too. We need another big win.
Yeah, and Roger, I was just going to ask you about that because I know a lot of people that watched the broadcast or were at the game, they saw you and they saw McConaughey and they saw Will Ferrell and all the stars that were down on the field. Talk a little bit more about Chris Del Conte and his effect so far, because we've been down there. We do our pregame show down on Bevo Boulevard, and seeing the fans line up for the team walking in has really been impressive. It feels like Chris Del Conte has his finger on the pulse of what needs to be going on before a game, and it seemed like the atmosphere was different. What did you think of it overall Saturday?
I agree 100%. I think this man's not sleeping a whole lot, and he's making some really nice changes. He's bringing back that atmosphere. I hope he does it for our Texas baseball alumni game to get people in the stands and get some of the previous players to come back and enjoy themselves. So definitely. I mean, McConaughey, you're talking about Matthew. Matthew's all in. It doesn't matter if he's making a movie or he's cheering for our horns. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't go out there and make a tackle. This guy, he's passionate. He loves it. And but Chris, the same way. He's he's making it fun for all of us. And don't let it fool you. He has a smile on his face a lot, but this man wants to win. And that's you got to love that. Anybody that's all in, as an athlete, you love that.
Yeah. Roger, you've been on some of the best teams ever, and you've had years where you were on the best team on the globe, so you know what the highest level can be. I also know you really know your football. Are you starting to feel that turn? Did you feel that turn a little bit on Saturday, that it's starting to get to where Texas fans want it to be?
Yeah, you just got to buy in. You got to believe, and in football, whether it's baseball, I'm down, I do a little work with the Astros. I'm actually at the stadium tonight, and the reason why these guys they're winning. Winning makes it fun, of course, and when you get a guy like Verlander or something like that, same thing happens in football. When you buy into what the head coach is telling you to do and then you trust your teammates, it makes it a lot of fun. And like I said, in baseball, we have a saying that we always preach that you play 27 outs. You play all 27 outs. And as you saw when the guys played four quarters the other night, what the difference was. I was looking, you know, I try and monitor guys. I like looking at them in their eyes, their faces. And they looked a little down early. Didn't look like they were having fun at all, man. I was getting a little depressed myself. And then they, at halftime, they got it going, and then they came out second half, and just everything was in sync. And that's what you got to have. You got to have everybody doing, you know, and preaching the same message. And it seemed like that's what the guys did. Should be a good stepping stone for TCU. And then, of course, we'll be up at the Red River, and that's going to be another big challenge. Once your emotions get, you know, channeled, it's like, you know, pitching a World Series game, your first two or three pitches out there on the mound. I don't care how many you've done, I don't care how many years you had in the big leagues. When the lights are really bright on a big game, on a big stage, it takes you a little bit of time. So I would turn my first two or three pitches loose, sit them up there 97, 98 miles an hour and try and, you know, get relaxed and get focused into throwing strikes. And that's what you're going to have to do in these next couple games for out there on the football team.
I love it. I haven't talked to you since Cody had this last year, but when we talked, you told me, you said, Kevin, like, watch out. It's about to come. Did you even see this last year? I mean, did you foresee that?
You know, I tell everybody that when watching afar, when Cody hurt his arm, I can't tell you. I mean, and I remind not only the team how far they came, but I always had to remind Cody of how much work he put in to come back. He wanted to come back and play with his older brother, Casey, and cover that side of the infield. And I always preach the message. You know, you try to be a dad until they come with a pointed question or something. And then I told him I wanted to get back to Texas baseball, get the tradition back, get the winning tradition back. And that's what they did. But, you know, I was amazed. Cody worked so hard, and he made just a few adjustments. But, you know, he really started hunting pitches. And when he was, you know, some of the best hitters in baseball guess, and they guess right. And Cody was sitting on pitches the way guys are even trying to pitch around him. And he was still hitting them out of the park. And I think that was funny to me because he got on me one time after a game. I think he hit a couple homers. And I wasn't clapping or really even smiling. I guess the cameras, the Longhorn Network's on me. He's like, Pops, you're not even. I go, son, I'm just watching what you're doing. I'm kind of locked in to see what this guy's throwing to you. And I'm a little bit amazed myself because you're hitting them in big situations. You're hitting them in, you know, during the week. I mean, it goes on and on. It's amazing.
It blew my mind, Roger.
Talking with Roger Clemens again, the Red River Celebrity Softball Game, rrcsg.org. If you want to get your tickets to this one, Roger and the Texas side taking on Toby Keith and the Oklahoma side. It is Thursday, October 4th, Dr. Pepper Ballpark in Frisco. So come check out the Legends before Texas OU. If you're headed up, be a great way to get the weekend started there on Thursday. Roger, you just mentioned, Cody there and kind of how he interacted with you or watching a game. For all those people that watched on LHN and they see you and your wife out there watching the games, by the time it was done last season, had you gotten to the point where you weren't as nervous, maybe a little less nervous, or is it the same for you since the very first day you started watching your kids?
Yeah, great question, because I tell the other dads and the parents of theirs, you know, for me, neither one of the boys were pitching, so I was pretty comfortable, you know, out there watching them do their thing and do the work. You know, they were playing positions and hitting, and really I was just focused on what was going on, how the pitchers were pitching them, whether Coach Pierce was going to, you know, hit and run. So I kind of look at those things, you know, with my years and doing the work I do with the Astros, kind of look at, you know, some really, you know, some stuff that's going on during the game. So, but yeah, I promise you, if they were pitchers, I would have been a lot more nervous over there. Probably, I wouldn't be sitting in down there watching. I'd probably been walking back and forth upstairs somewhere. So, but I loved it. I'm glad the boys did their thing over there. I'm looking forward to seeing them both back for the alumni game when they have that, when the spring comes. And, who knows? Maybe I'll try and get out there and crank the arm up one more time, have fun, have the boys out there on the field.
I'll never forget as a kid seeing you throw over Calvin Murray, and I just absolutely love that.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
That started, I think he was a freshman, and he had three years of it.
Yeah, he did.
2 years. Absolutely. You're dead on. That's funny y'all asked that. Because his junior year, I'm loose, getting loose in the outfield, and he runs by me. He goes, "Are we going to do this again?" I go, "Yeah, get ready."
That is great. Hey, Rocket, what do you think about what David Pierce is doing? Because I know a lot of money is now coming in. You've been part of that. Thank you very much. On making the facilities, getting those to where they need to be. Do you feel like the baseball program is at the level it needs to be, heading there?
You're exactly right. When we see some of them, we're traveling to see some of these other top programs. Texas was, I mean, when I came to Texas, it was that place with the half, you know, looked like a spaceship, turf. We never saw that in high school. And then it was like, I'm going to Texas. And we got to have that with the stadium, the facility. You guys know how it is. You got to keep up. All the other places have it. And so I'm glad we're getting this training facility for these boys. It'll be fantastic to bring the recruits in there. The guys can work when it's cold, get all their work done. Coach is he's awesome. I mean, to come in and replace a legend like Augie Garrido, I love that he teaches in-game. I think he knows how to say the right things to the right guys. He knows their personalities, and I think that's what I love the most about it. He and his coaches say the right things at the right time, grade the boys out. And, again, when you're winning, it makes it all fun, and that's why I told Cody, really, Casey, the same thing. Guys will gravitate to you. Go be yourself. It takes zero talent to hustle. It doesn't take any talent. You don't have to have one bit of talent to hustle. So make sure that when you're on that field, that's all you're doing.
Roger, you mentioned obviously how much you enjoy watching the boys play. For the Longhorn fans, I'm sure you'll be out at Dish Falk Field a time or two. But now that Cody's done, are you going to get a schedule together trying to follow both boys around? What's your schedule going to look like next baseball season?
Yeah, I bounce in as a parent, and like I said, I watch from afar just like any other parent. I tell them how difficult it is because now they're in the ranks where everybody can play, everybody's good, but don't let that fool you. There's nothing that you haven't seen other than when you get close to the big leagues, maybe Triple A or the major leagues. The only thing that will wow them is somebody with a fantastic changeup or something like that that they can throw at any time, any part of the count. They've seen 95 to 100 mile an hour fastballs with movement. They've seen devastating sliders, 12 to 6 curveballs. But you know, I had this thing called a split finger that made a lot of money for myself, and it was devastating for me. And so, you know, you might see that, but you know, you just have to make adjustments. You're going to fail a lot. You're really going to stink, but you can't let it get you down. It's just like anything else in life, really. So, but I'll bounce back up to see the boys get after it. And watch the pitchers and visit with them when coach needs me to.
Roger, you said you're working with the Astros. It's really been amazing what the Astros have been able to do, really using analytics too. I mean, look at what Justin Verlander was doing. They bring him over, Charlie Morton. You scouted so well before there was all the analytics out there. Do you think the analytics would have made you only better? I mean, is that something that you would have embraced?
I'm not sure it would. The shift might have helped on a few guys that were just dead pull hitters, and I could pitch to that. You got to understand, there's left-handers now. When I was in the game, say 1985 to 1995, our scouts told us to stay away from it at all costs, stay away from down and into lefties. That's their nitro zone.
Right.
Well, so many teams now are preaching make your outs in the air, have these guys hitting for power and homers that, as you saw last year in the World Series, to somebody – like Bellinger, the Astros really exploited sliders down and in on his back foot, and he swung right over him. I mean, I think they messed up one time. He hit one out in the bullpen, but go to your other deal, like you mentioned, Charlie Morton. I mean, he was my pick for Cy Young. The guy with that kind of stuff pitching in your three, coming out of your three spot, your three hole, and then Verlander was, you know, that's rejuvenation. You're playing with a team where you're doing great, but you're going nowhere, and next thing you know, boom, you're getting traded to a team that's going to the playoffs, so that's a shot in the arm right there.
Who's your favorite guy to watch pitch right now?
Man, there's a lot of good ones. I get to, even though I work here, so I visit with a lot of the guys in the big leagues, mainly the mental part of their game, and thank God for TiVo, where I can TiVo the game and watch him pretty quick. But there's a lot of them. I mean, you know, you when some of these guys are on, they're fun to watch. I mean, Kershaw, I love Verlander. I love watching all our guys when they're doing a thing. I mean, I think I enjoy the most of those watching Altuve go to the plate and hit.
He's worth the price of admission, isn't he?
I'm telling you, they're fudging on his height. He's not that. And this kid, I'm telling you, he stands off the plate. Watch out. You guys, if you see the game tonight or whenever you watch the Astros in the playoffs, watch how far he stands off the plate.
I know.
He goes through the ball. He invites you to come inside as a pitcher. I'm thinking, man, I'm going to go way in there on him. And he just cleans that out. You come in there with, if you don't come in there with a little movement or some authority, he's on it. It's incredible.
But he has coverage too.
Covers. Kid covers, man. He's just fun to watch. He's He's got confidence. He's one of those guys that people gravitate to also, man. And now, yeah, Bregman, I mean, what he did to cover for the guys that got hurt, he covered for a month and a half while everybody was hurt to get our boys back in contention. So they got the experience, and we'll see what happens. Like I said, it looks like we're going to collide with the Cleveland Indians. That's going to be a friggin' tidal wave fight, probably.
Yeah, that'll be good stuff. All right, Roger, be honest with me. My wife is 5'4". Is Altuve taller than my wife?
My wife's 5'4" also, and he is definitely not.
That's fair. That is fair. All right, that's Roger Clemens. Roger will
win this game, Roger.
Yes, we're going to pump it.
I know, guys. Hey, I appreciate it, man. Hey, a shout-out to our friends at Sewell. They're a big part of this, and our guys up at Frisco and everybody that's involved in it. Man, they've worked hard to put this together. Shout-out to my guys at Ballinger Group. They've done a lot of work behind the scenes to make this happen for Toby and I, and I thank all y'all for having me on.
That cool. is awesome. It's a pleasure to talk to you, and best of luck with everything, and we'll talk down the road.
All right, guys. Thanks.
See you, man.
That's Roger Clemens, the one and only Red River Celebrity Softball Game presented by Sewell. The gates open at 5 o'clock on Thursday, October 4th. So, again, plan that long weekend. Head on up Thursday and watch this thing at Dr. Pepper Ballpark in Frisco. Come see all those legends. I mean, he just told you, if Vince Young's your shortstop, that sounds like you're getting the athleticism where it needs to be. Go to rrcsg.org for tickets. And if you're a Longhorn, put in that promo code TEXEX, TEXEX, for a donation back to the Texas X's Scholarship Fund. Thanks to Roger Clemens for his time. That is a cool event.
And Kieschnick. Kieschnick's going to hit a couple out.
Kieschnick's part of it. He said Swindell.
Zeke will be there.
Oh, come on.
So those guys obviously played in the big leagues. Quan and Ricky played minor league baseball.
Yeah. Now, how would you like it if you're in the middle of a celebrity softball game and you have to be yelled at by Casey Studdard?
Be funny.
It's a little embarrassing, right?
A little embarrassing. Depends how.
Sounded like
what
it,
inning?
Sounds like it worked.
How many he's had?
Get old 6'4" yelling at you. You're gonna get it straight.
That's great. He gave me a little little pep talk.
That is awesome. All right. Thanks to Roger for his time.